59. What are dead letter queues in serverless architectures, and why are they useful? Dead letter queues, DLQs, are used to store events that could not be processed successfully. They help capture failed events for further investigation and prevent data loss. DLQs are useful for debugging, retrying, and ensuring that all events are eventually processed or reviewed. 60. What is the role of event-driven databases in serverless architectures? Event-driven databases, such as DynamoDB Streams or Firebase Real-Time Database, capture changes to data in real-time and trigger events based on those changes. These events can then be processed by serverless functions to update, analyze, or react to the data, enabling near real-time processing and dynamic responses. 61. What is an event bus, and how is it used in event-driven architectures? An event bus is a communication system that allows events to be sent and received by different services. In event-driven architectures, it acts as the central hub for routing events from producers to consumers. AWS EventBridge is an example of an event bus that routes events across multiple services. 62. How can you implement fan-out architecture in serverless systems? Fan-out architecture can be implemented by using an event bus or message queues like AWS SNS, which allows an event to trigger multiple downstream processes. In serverless systems, each downstream process can be represented by a separate Lambda function, enabling parallel processing of events. 63. What are the key differences between AWS Lambda and Google Cloud Functions? Both AWS Lambda and Google Cloud Functions offer serverless computing, but they differ in terms of ecosystem integration, programming language support, and pricing models. AWS Lambda is tightly integrated with AWS services, while Google Cloud Functions work seamlessly with Google Cloud services. Both platforms support event-driven architecture, but the choice depends on the cloud provider and specific use cases. 64. How does AWS Kinesis help in processing streaming data in serverless architectures? AWS Kinesis allows real-time processing of streaming data. In serverless architectures, data can be streamed into Kinesis and processed by AWS Lambda or other services. Kinesis scales automatically to handle large volumes of streaming data and ensures that data is processed in real-time or near real-time. 65. How does AWS Lambda handle concurrency in event-driven systems? AWS Lambda automatically scales to handle concurrency by launching new instances of a function as the number of events increases. Each invocation is isolated, and the platform manages the scaling automatically, ensuring that the system can handle a high number of concurrent executions. 66. What is the event-driven microservices approach? The event-driven microservices approach focuses on the communication between services through events rather than direct calls. Each microservice produces and consumes events asynchronously, ensuring that services are loosely coupled, scalable, and resilient to failures. 67. How can AWS Lambda and Amazon S3 be integrated in an event-driven architecture? AWS Lambda can be triggered by events in Amazon S3, such as file uploads or deletions. When a file is added or modified in an S3 bucket, an event can trigger a Lambda function to process the file, e.g., image resizing, data extraction, or perform other tasks asynchronously. 68. How can you implement authentication and authorization in serverless applications? Authentication and authorization in serverless applications can be implemented using services like AWS Cognito, which integrates with API Gateway and Lambda. Cognito handles user authentication, and access controls can be enforced using IAM roles and policies for Lambda functions and other resources. 69. What is the role of API Gateway in managing serverless APIs? API Gateway acts as a managed entry point for serverless APIs, routing HTTP requests to backend services like AWS Lambda. It handles tasks like request validation, authentication, rate limiting, caching, and monitoring. API Gateway allows seamless exposure of serverless functions as RESTful APIs. 70. How can you optimize the cost of serverless applications? Optimizing the cost of serverless applications can be achieved by minimizing the number of invocations, reducing execution time, and optimizing resource usage. Additionally, you can use services like AWS Lambda's provisioned concurrency to reduce cold starts and use cost-effective storage solutions like S3 or DynamoDB. 71. How does event sourcing work in event-driven systems? Event sourcing is a pattern where changes to application state are stored as a sequence of immutable events rather than the current state itself. These events can be replayed to reconstruct the state of the system. It ensures that all changes are traceable and auditable, making it suitable for event-driven systems that require high consistency and scalability. 72. What are the benefits of using a serverless event-driven architecture? The benefits of a serverless event-driven architecture include cost efficiency, pay-per-use model, scalability, automatic scaling based on demand, ease of deployment, no need to manage servers, and flexibility, supports asynchronous communication between services, reducing coupling between them. 73. How can you use AWS SNS, Simple Notification Service, in an event-driven architecture? AWS SNS is used in event-driven architectures to send notifications to multiple subscribers. For example, SNS can send messages to Lambda functions, SQSQs, or HTTP endpoints when a particular event occurs, enabling efficient, scalable, and real-time communication between services in the system. 74. What are the key principles of an event-driven architecture? The key principles of event-driven architecture include asynchronous communication, loose coupling between services, event-based communication. Events are the primary mode of interaction, scalability, and reliability through retry mechanisms, dead-letter queues, and idempotency. 75. What is the role of CloudWatch in a serverless architecture? AWS CloudWatch provides monitoring and logging capabilities for serverless applications. It tracks metrics such as Lambda execution duration, invocation count, and error rates, and it enables real-time log analysis. CloudWatch can also trigger alarms based on specified thresholds, ensuring quick response to system issues. 76. How do you ensure high availability in serverless architectures? High availability in serverless architectures is achieved by leveraging cloud providers' built-in scalability, redundancy, and fault tolerance. AWS Lambda, for example, runs across multiple availability zones to ensure reliability, while services like API Gateway, DynamoDB, and S3 are designed for high availability out of the box. 77. How does serverless architecture handle state management? In serverless architectures, state management is often handled outside of the serverless functions. Services like Amazon DynamoDB, Amazon S3, and AWS Step Functions store state across invocations. Lambda functions can be stateless, with the state being passed through events or stored in external systems for long-term persistence. 78. What is an example of using serverless functions to implement a real-time application? A real-time chat application is a good example of using serverless functions. Each user's message can be triggered by a serverless function that processes the event and updates the database. Using tools like AWS AppSync or WebSockets, the messages can be pushed in real-time to clients, ensuring that users see messages instantly without manual intervention. 79. What is the role of a service mesh in serverless architectures? A service mesh in serverless architectures provides a way to manage the communication between microservices, including those that use serverless functions. It ensures secure, reliable, and observable service-to-service communication by providing features like traffic management, load balancing, and distributed tracing. 80. How can you use AWS Lambda destinations for event handling? AWS Lambda destinations allows you to route the result of a Lambda invocation to different destinations such as another Lambda function, an SNS topic, an SQSQ, or a CloudWatch log group. This enables more flexible and modular handling of event results, allowing downstream processes to be triggered based on success or failure. 81. How do you ensure event reliability in an event-driven architecture? Event reliability can be ensured by implementing strategies such as event retries, dead-letter queues, DLQ, and idempotency. For example, AWS services like SQS, SNS, and Lambda support retries and DLQs, allowing for message redelivery if the processing of an event fails. 82. What is the difference between synchronous and asynchronous event processing in serverless architectures? Synchronous event processing involves waiting for the event processing to complete before returning a response. Asynchronous event processing, on the other hand, involves triggering the event and returning control immediately, with the processing occurring in the background, e.g., AWS Lambda, SNS, SQS. Asynchronous processing is typically more scalable and fault-tolerant. 83. How can you scale serverless applications using AWS Lambda? AWS Lambda automatically scales to handle incoming events. When the number of events increases, Lambda creates additional instances to handle the workload, allowing the application to scale horizontally. The scaling is managed by AWS, and users only pay for the compute time used by the Lambda functions. 84. What is the role of Amazon SQS in event-driven architectures? Amazon SQS, Simple Queue Service, is used to decouple event producers and consumers in event-driven architectures. It stores events temporarily in a queue, allowing consumers to retrieve and process them asynchronously. SQS provides features like message retention, visibility timeouts, and dead-letter queues to ensure reliable message processing. 85. What are the benefits of using AWS Step Functions in event-driven serverless applications? AWS Step Functions allows the orchestration of multiple serverless functions in a sequence or parallel. It helps manage workflows, ensures retry mechanisms, handles errors, and provides visual debugging. Step functions are beneficial in event-driven applications where multiple tasks need to be performed in a defined sequence or parallel processing. 86. How can you implement event-driven data processing using AWS Lambda and DynamoDB? Event-driven data processing can be implemented by configuring DynamoDB streams to capture changes, inserts, updates, deletes, in a DynamoDB table. These changes can trigger AWS Lambda functions to process the events in real time, such as updating related data or triggering additional workflows. 87. What are event-driven microservices, and how do they benefit from serverless architectures? Event-driven microservices are services that communicate by emitting and consuming events rather than making synchronous calls to each other. Serverless architectures benefit these systems by reducing the need to manage infrastructure and automatically scaling resources based on the event load, allowing for more agile and fault-tolerant systems. 88. What is a dead letter queue, DLQ, and how is it used in serverless systems? A dead letter queue, DLQ, is a queue where messages that cannot be successfully processed are stored. In serverless systems, DLQs are used in services like AWS Lambda and SQS to catch failed events, allowing for later investigation or reprocessing of those events without losing data. 89. How do you handle event versioning in event-driven architectures? Event versioning can be managed by maintaining backward compatibility with older event formats while introducing new versions of events. This can be achieved by adding new fields, creating separate channels for different versions of events, or using schema registries to track event schema changes. It ensures that different versions of events can coexist and be processed by the appropriate services. 90. How do you debug serverless applications in an event-driven system? Debugging serverless applications in event-driven systems can be done using tools like AWS CloudWatch Logs, which provides logging for Lambda functions. AWS X-Ray can also be used for distributed tracing to track requests across various services and detect performance bottlenecks or errors. Testing individual components and using mocking frameworks also help in debugging the event-driven system. 91. How does the AWS Lambda concurrency model work? AWS Lambda's concurrency model allows multiple instances of a function to run simultaneously in response to incoming events. The number of concurrent executions is automatically scaled based on the number of events, and Lambda handles the underlying infrastructure. You can set a concurrency limit to control how many instances of a function can run in parallel. 92. What is the importance of idempotency in serverless event-driven systems? Idempotency ensures that the same event can be processed multiple times without causing inconsistent results or side effects. In event-driven systems, events might be delivered multiple times due to retries, and ensuring idempotency helps avoid issues like duplicate transactions or actions when processing events. 93. How can AWS Event Bridge be used in an event-driven architecture? AWS Event Bridge is a serverless event bus that can connect different AWS services and custom event sources. It allows you to create event-driven workflows by routing events between services, such as triggering AWS Lambda functions, invoking step functions, or updating DynamoDB. It helps decouple microservices and applications in an event-driven architecture. 94. What are the common challenges when implementing event-driven architectures? Some common challenges include event duplication, event ordering, error handling, and monitoring. Handling message retries, managing idempotency, and ensuring reliable delivery of events across distributed systems can also be complex. Additionally, maintaining the consistency of data across microservices can be challenging in highly asynchronous environments. 95. What is an event source, and how does it relate to event-driven architectures? An event source is a system or component that generates events. In event-driven architectures, event sources emit events that are processed by event consumers, which could be microservices, databases, or serverless functions. Examples of event sources include AWS services like S3, DynamoDB, and SNS, as well as custom applications generating events. 96. How do AWS Lambda and Amazon SNS integrate in an event-driven system? Amazon SNS, Simple Notification Service, can be used to publish events to subscribers, and AWS Lambda can act as a subscriber to process those events. When an event is published to an SNS topic, it triggers the Lambda function asynchronously to process the event. This integration allows for highly scalable, decoupled event-driven systems. 97. What are some key use cases for serverless architectures? Key use cases for serverless architectures include real-time file processing, data transformation, event-driven workflows, API backends, and IoT applications. Serverless architectures are ideal for applications with variable workloads, where you only pay for the actual compute time used and do not need to manage infrastructure. 98. What is the role of Amazon Kinesis in event-driven systems? Amazon Kinesis is used for real-time data streaming and analytics in event-driven systems. It allows you to ingest, process, and analyze large streams of data in real time. Kinesis integrates with AWS Lambda to process incoming data streams and enables the creation of event-driven workflows and analytics pipelines. 99. How do you monitor and troubleshoot AWS Lambda functions in an event-driven system? You can monitor and troubleshoot AWS Lambda functions using AWS CloudWatch logs to track function execution and CloudWatch metrics for monitoring performance, e.g., invocation count, duration, errors. AWS X-Ray can be used for distributed tracing to understand the flow of events through your system. CloudWatch alarms can alert you when thresholds are breached. 100. How does event-driven architecture differ from traditional request-response architectures? In event-driven architecture, systems communicate through events, asynchronous messages, rather than synchronous request-response patterns. This decouples the components, allowing them to operate independently and scale more easily. Traditional request-response architectures rely on direct interactions between services, leading to tight coupling and less flexibility in scaling. 101. What is the role of AWS step functions in event-driven architectures? AWS step functions helps coordinate multiple AWS services into serverless workflows. It allows you to build and execute complex workflows by chaining together Lambda functions and other AWS services, enabling you to manage the flow of events, maintain state, and implement error handling and retries. 102. What are the benefits of using AWS Lambda in serverless architectures? AWS Lambda allows developers to run code in response to events without provisioning or managing servers. Benefits include automatic scaling, pay-per-use pricing, reduced operational overhead, and integration with various AWS services for creating event-driven workflows. It also enables faster development cycles and easier scaling of applications. 103. What is an event bus in the context of AWS EventBridge? An event bus in AWS EventBridge is a central hub for receiving and routing events. It allows you to configure event rules that determine which events to send to different targets like Lambda functions, SQSQs, or step functions. Event buses can be used to handle events from AWS services, custom applications, or partner sources. 104. How do you handle event-driven data consistency in distributed systems? Event-driven data consistency can be maintained through eventual consistency, where data updates are propagated asynchronously across services. Techniques like idempotency, deduplication, and transactionality can be used to ensure that events don't lead to inconsistent states, and tools like AWS DynamoDB streams can help manage state synchronization across services. 105. How can Amazon SNS be used in combination with AWS Lambda in event-driven applications? Amazon SNS, Simple Notification Service, can be used to publish messages to one or more Lambda functions. When an event or message is published to an SNS topic, the Lambda function subscribed to that topic is triggered asynchronously to process the message. This enables scalable, decoupled event-driven applications. 106. What are the potential challenges of scaling serverless applications in an event-driven system? Challenges of scaling serverless applications include managing cold starts, handling event bursts, ensuring idempotency during retries, managing state across distributed systems, and monitoring distributed events. Additionally, handling long-running processes in a stateless environment may require using services like AWS step functions or storing intermediate state in durable storage, like DynamoDB.